Proteas Test cricket coach Shukri Conrad has made three changes to the squad who take on Pakistan this morning. 18-year-old Kwena Mapaga will make his test debut at Newlands in Cape Town in their second test. Now, he'll become South Africa's youngest test player and 18 years old since spinner Paul Adams. Now, all-rounder Vian Mulder is back in the team, as well as spinner Keshav Maharaj. They replace injured batter Tony DeZorzi and all-rounder Corbin Bosch, who had a dream debut in the first test. Mapaga replaces fast bowler Dane Patterson. Now, this is South Africa's last test before the final of the World Test Championship in June at Lord's. Play today starts at 10:30. And then over to some football. AmaZulu defender Wade Uister anticipates intense competition against Golden Arrows in the Betway Premiership Derby this weekend. Now, Sotho's recent success has been against Cape Town City in a 1-0 victory, bringing the count up to 4 wins in 6 matches. Bafana Bestende, who've parted ways with coach Mabuti Kenyeza, failed to win their last 2 matches. AmaZulu Uister says they're playing for more than just a win.
I think, like you said, it's going to be a tough game. It's a derby. We always want to win derbies, but we also want to carry on with the momentum that we've had in the last few games. So, yeah, we want to go out to win the game. Obviously, like, we go out to win every other game, but that's more so because it comes with bragging rights.
AmaZulu host Arrows as they kick off this weekend's action at 3:30 tomorrow. Richards Bay FC are away to Gallants at 8, while Muhsin Ertuğrul makes a return to local football with Cape Town City as they host the Soweto Giants Kaizer Chiefs on Sunday at 5:45. And then Brighton manager Fabian Hertzler says he's keeping positive despite his team being on a 7-game winless run. They've drawn 5 of those matches. Hertzler says, or is focusing his team on being difficult to beat rather than their lack of victories.
I see more of the positive things than the negative things generally in my life, and I try to stay positive. I try to give the trust and the belief to the club and to the players, and then I'm sure that the class will be also really, really full one day.
Brighton hosts Arsenal tomorrow at 7:30. Tottenham starts the EPL action at 2:30 at home against Newcastle tomorrow afternoon. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.